Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. God is holy, and therefore calls us to be as he is. For as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. 1 Peter 1:15. While Christ lived in the flesh, he lived in holiness of life, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, Romans 1:4. The grace and love of God is the motivation of the holy life which we seek. Holiness of character is to be the pursuit of our life. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, 2 Corinthians 7:1. We must come into the presence of God with characters unstained with perversion and sinfulness. As we answer the call of grace, we seek a walk of perfection, desiring to become like Christ, our example of holiness, in a world that is stained with the imperfection of wickedness. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. The sin of the world must hold no appeal to those who are desiring sainthood. The call of holiness from God is to turn us from the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, whereby we put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, Ephesians 4:22-24. Those who have set upon such a journey are known as saints, Ephesians 1:1. A saint has that quality of life that places us into a right relationship with God, whereby we may serve God and come into his presence in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life, Luke 1:75. Holiness is that state of life whereby we have removed ourselves from the filthiness of the world, and forsaking all sin, are able to stand in the fellowship of God. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? 2 Peter 3:11. And knowing with the full persuasion of faith that one day we shall see him in all of his holiness and be as he is, let us now in this world purify ourselves even as he is pure. 1 John 3:2-3. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.